Right, stop the music. This is Radio 1. It's Scott. It's 1 minute past four. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am, Scott. It's really exciting. He's only gone and blooming done it.
Yes! David Walliams has just swam the channel for Sport Relief. He's done it. What's happening now, Laura? Right, the line's breaking up a little bit, but David Walliams has swam the English Channel. You there now?
I'm there now, yes.
What's happening?
He's turned up on the rocky, like, there's loads of rocks along the coast of France. He just got out and you have to touch the rock for 3 seconds and that confirms that you've made it. And there's the horn.
That's it. So it's official.
That's it. That means that it's official and he's done it.
Remember, like, less than 1 in 10 people ever managed to actually do that. So that is an amazing feat. And we have raised so much money for Sport Relief this afternoon. Thanks to you, David Walliams, what a guy. Thank you so much, Laura. We'll speak to you in a minute, all right?
All right, darling.
Laura, are you there?
I am indeed.
So Laura's been this in a boat all day with David Walliams right by the side. What time did he set off this morning?
He set off about 5:30 this morning.
So he's been in the water 10 and a half hours. Absolutely incredible. That's unbelievable. I can't believe he's done it. So what's happening now?
I'm actually getting quite emotional. You know what I'm like. I really feel like I've been through this with him, although I haven't at all.
Yeah.
But he's just been standing on a rock at the other side and just holding his hands aloft. And all of the people in the boats who've been with him have just been shouting and screaming. It just feels amazing.
Wow. I doubt that he'll want to speak
really
much at the moment.
Emotional.
You are, you really are. You've lost it.
I know, I might cry.
So David Walliams from Little Britain has done it. He has swam the channel and we've been asking you to sponsor him. It is still not too late. All you've got to do, please, is pick up your phone and send a text. David is the word you send the text and then 82125 just to show your support for this amazing thing that he's done today. The money re-raised goes to Sport Relief, which is an amazingly worthwhile cause. Half the money goes to helping children and young people in the world's poorest countries. The other half stays right here in the UK and helps a whole load of people here. So just pick up your phone just to acknowledge what a brilliant thing David Walliams has done today. Just pick up your phone. It'll cost you a quid. £1, 70p of that pound goes straight to Sport Relief. Text David and then 82125. Just one of the things your money will do is to help some of the 100 million street children struggling to survive across the world. These are kids who spend most of their time, if not all of it, on the street all the time. Some of the children are there because they've got nowhere else to go, often due to immense extreme poverty. They're just struggling to survive without any support from a parent or guardian. And sometimes they're on the street because they've run away from domestic abuse or some kind of family breakdown. And some have had to leave their homes because their families are so poor they can't even afford food or clothes. And these children have no choice but to find ways to fend for themselves. Others are orphans and they've lost their parents to HIV or AIDS. These children spend all their time struggling to just get by. So they've got neither the time nor the money or anything to go to school. And without education, these children just can't learn the essential skills that they'll need to get jobs when they get a little bit older. So Sport Relief is helping children get off the streets by providing them with access to healthcare and safe places to sleep. They provide them with food to eat and try to reunite them with their families. Sport Relief is also giving street children a basic education to help them find jobs and give them a better future for when they grow up. And that is just some of the reasons why David Walliams has done this incredible thing today. So please, please pick up your phone and sponsor him. It's not too late. Even though he's done it, he's spent 10 and a half hours in the water for this amazing cause. I'm not asking you to swim the channel. I'm just asking you to send a text. Please text the word David to 82125. It's not the usual Radio 1 number. It's 82125. We have already raised so much money over the past week. Let's try and get even more, shall we? It'll cost you £1. 70p of that will go straight to Sport Relief. You'll be helping somebody a lot less off in the than you better off in the world. So if you text the word David now, please, to 82125, or if you'd like to pledge money, just go to sportrelief.com/superswim. Just to show your support for David today and the incredible thing that he's done. Started at 5:30 this morning, and now it's all over. This one's for you, David. I do believe I can now speak to David Walliams. Hello.
King of the Channel.
David Hello.
Walliams.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I did it much faster than I thought.
I know, because Laura rang me and she's like, I think he's about, I can see trees. I think we're about to hit France. And I was like, surely that can't be right.
I know, I thought it was going to take me about 14 hours. Well, if I was going to get there.
I can't imagine how you feel now. Just talk me through that.
Well, I feel relieved. Because I feel we needed a happy ending to this story. And also, having gone round and onto your show and all the hype, it'd just been really pathetic if I just loved it for an hour. And then, you know what I mean? It was just people go, what are you talking about, the fool?
You sound very excited, and you should be. I tell you, all the messages we've got, they think you should maybe become the next England captain or at least get a knighthood.
I feel it's taken the sting out of the World Cup.
Yeah, I do, yeah. David. I do,
Dave. A cross-dressing comedian has won the channel, and that somehow, in a way, it's payback, isn't it, really?
It's given a bit of sporting respectability back to the country.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I was really pleased. It was hard work, but what happened was, the coach said, you're halfway, and I wasn't expecting to be halfway then.
Right.
I was expecting to be halfway in about 7 hours. And as a result, it kind of really cheered me up.
Yeah. To know that that was halfway, you kind of spared your own for the rest of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to come on your show and tell you all about it.
Yes.
What, right now?
Well, no, yeah, now. I mean, now.
Oh, I'm just sitting on the fishing trawler, that's why it's so noisy.
Right.
I'm eating a tracker bar and drinking a cup of tea.
Excellent.
So sitting in the grease. In a tracksuit, it's not that glamorous.
It's such a long time to be in the water, though. What were you thinking all the way through it?
I thought a lot about you.
Yeah, obviously, but apart from that,
and the time we spent together.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I just thought a lot about Petra Boy songs.
Did you?
Lots of Morrissey songs, lots of ABBA songs that I know you like.
Yeah.
also Beatles, anything like that.
So loads of music.
Yeah, just try to, because that's a great way of calming myself down. But then, Laura would tell me how much, you know, how many texts you'd had and how much it'd been raised. And that really spurred me on.
So she was encouraging you all the way through.
Yeah, she had a loud hailer.
Yeah, the megaphone, yeah. So you could hear her quite well.
Yeah, I could hear her and I could see her beautiful body as well.
Absolutely. You've been bonding quite, not bending, bonding. Bonding with Laura quite a lot recently, haven't you?
If there's sex in an announced spoon,
I have no idea what you just said.
Come back with a ring on the finger. That's all I'm saying.
Now, listen, we're up to, I think, about 400,000 at the moment, so let's push this.
Is it?
No, that's all right, Dave.
Brilliant.
It's all right. So, please.
Thank you so much, all the listeners, for being so supportive, and thank you, one, for getting behind it, because it's made all the difference, you know, and it's such a tense setting off at 5:30, and, you know, you don't know what day it's going to be and how long it's going to take, and Radio 1 have been brilliant about kind of taking that on board and getting behind it, so I'm really, really grateful.
This is just such an achievement,
and
so.
Especially to you, because you took a special interest in me.
Yeah, I did, David, I always have. So we're up to 400,000, we're going to try and get 500,000 by the end of this show, which I know
that
we can do.
Good, even hot work in there.
Exactly, you put a lot of effort in.
Apparently, my time, strangely, I'm in the top 50 swimmers of all time.
Wow.
How did that happen?
I know, how did that
happen? Surrey, and somehow, I've never done any sport before, and somehow, I don't know what happened, but I think it was all the good vibes, you know.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, we're going to try and get out to 500,000. Okay, so text David. Please pick your phone. It'll cost you a quid. 70p of that goes to this amazing cause, which is Sport Relief, which is... He's gone.
He's gone.
he's lost interest in me. how brief. Which is what David was swimming for today. He swam the channel. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to pick up your phone and spend a pound of your money. 70p of it will go to Sport Relief. Please, please do it. That was David Walliams. He's from the actual channel, everything. How weird is that?
And Laura's body spurred him on.
That's right.
I couldn't quite hear what he was saying about her body because it broke up at that time, didn't it? Something about a ring, finger. 82125, text the word David now. Thank you.